Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, monkey, well, you're listening to WNS. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bang!
You are now listening to the official Wrestling News Source podcast. For all of your wrestling information, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com or find us on Facebook by searching WrestlingNewsSource.com or WNS Podcast. You can also follow us on YouTube, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Now, here are your hosts, Daniel Herron and Tyler Hebert.
That's right. What's up, everyone? I am Daniel Herron.
I'm Tyler Hebert.
And we welcome you to episode 552 of the official podcast for WrestlingNewsSource.com. For all your information, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com. Check us out on Facebook, WrestlingNewsSource.com. You can find us on Facebook, WNS Podcast, on YouTube, WNS Video, and on iTunes by searching Wrestling News Source Podcast.
You can find us on Spotify and Amazon Music. Just search Wrestling News Source Podcast.
There you go. So lots of... Well, what's up?
Also, last week you said that... The episode before was non-existent or whatever. It's actually on Spotify.
It is on Spotify.
It was uploaded.
For whatever reason, it wasn't on the website, on WrestlingNewsSource.com, the main source for our podcast. It was not there.
I looked at it, and I was like, oh, it is on there. Okay.
Well, there you go. So Spotify listeners, disregard. So
if I'm listening to something, I either listen on YouTube or Spotify. That's
So if you want the full archive of our shows, feel free to go to Spotify. Mm-hmm. That's apparently the place to go. What's up, Ben? Hope you're listening this time.
Yeah.
So welcome to the show. Got plenty to talk about this week.
Hey, we're back.
We're back 2 weeks in a row. What the hell? We're on a streak. We're on a hot streak.
Don't jinx us.
Yeah. As JR once said, it's a two-peat.
Two-peat?
Two-peat. Yeah. Instead of a three-peat.
Oh, okay.
It's a two-peat. He said that, what was it? WrestleMania 20, I think, is when he said it.
I don't remember.
I could be wrong, but I want to say that's when it was, because I don't know. Don't question my judgment. I don't know. So just a heads up, in case you hear any loud noises, my dogs might be barking, there might be some thunder. We are recording this during a thunderstorm, so just in case you hear dogs in the background.
Roof. Welcome to the doghouse.
So we're going to talk WWE, AEW, little TNA, maybe some NXT news, hot topics, all that good stuff. Tyler, how you doing?
Doing good. Just drink some Celsius. Let's do this shit.
You got the energy. We gave it enough time for it to kick in, and you were pumped. You're flexing right now.
I was about
you're
to say, hulking up, brother, but I was like,
that's not going to work for me, brother.
Yeah, I'm not saying it.
You're looking jacked. Look at that. Dang, boy.
Yeah, I do some weights, too.
Flexing them guns.
DDP yoga, and I have a dumbbell to do, like, every other body part.
Alternate. Nice.
So, schedule for me is on weekdays. So, I go to bed at 9, wake up at 5, do yoga. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I do weights. So... I still do yoga on that, so.
I usually wake up around 5:45, then 6, then 6:15, and then 6:30, get ready for the day.
Go ahead.
Then I go to work from about 7:45 to about 5, get home, eat dinner, lay on the couch, then I'm usually up until about midnight. That's usually my daily routine.
This is going to sound weird, and people who hear this are going to be like, what the hell are you doing? Feel my arm right here.
He wants me to touch him. Is that your strong hand?
They're both equally that's strong.
Oh.
I switch hands. Come on.
Now. Oh, there you go. See, I mean, that's the way you do it, right?
Oh, there's a rock.
It's me, but with a vagina.
I'm sorry. Okay, this is weird. It's starting off weird.
No. Not bad. No, this is a normal Wrestling News Source podcast.
Tyler,
episode,
why is your pants
is
off?
Not?
No.
Put your pants back on. It's not that kind of show. That show comes later, after dark.
After dark.
Yeah.
Day Bear.
Oh, my God. Remember when Raw wanted to go after dark? Yeah. It's going to be gritty.
Gritty.
We're going to change the lighting.
Hit the gritty.
Hit the quitty. Oh my goodness. So I'm glad that we were talking before the show about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, because this past Friday on SmackDown, The Rock returned and he wanted Cody's hole.
So they didn't pay the toll troll,
yeah,
to get into the boy's hole?
Yeah, the boy's hole.
Are you saying hole or
it's
soul?
Soul. You gotta pay the troll toll to get inside the boy's hole. You gotta pay the troll toll to get in.
I'm gonna rip your face off your face.
If you have not, folks, if you have not watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you owe it to yourself to watch
it.
Yeah. It's very raunchy comedy, but it is hilarious.
Oh my
God. It's one of the funniest shows out there. Way over the line.
Mm-hmm.
In today's society, I mean, it's still going.
Yeah.
But had it started in today's society, it would have been canceled.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
for sure.
Right out of the gate.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. There have been episodes that have banned, and in my opinion, one of the best episodes ever is banned, and that'd be D-Day, which we quote all the
time. One of the craziest episodes is not banned, and
yeah.
I don't understand why that's not banned at all, but I'm not even going to tell you what it is.
It's pretty shocking how much they've gotten away with that show.
Mm-hmm.
It's really funny, really humorous. So we quote it all the time. We quote It's Always Sunny all the time.
All the time when send each other clips of it, mm-hmm. like different things. It's like, I think if when I go home for lunch, I always turn an episode on.
Nice. Even I need to go back and like rewatch the show. And
I've told you, I watch a lot of episodes I really like, but I haven't seen certain episodes in a long time. I need mm-hmm. to start from the beginning and
yeah.
go.
Yep. So we did mention The Rock. He returned on SmackDown. So he's there to officially confirm that WrestleMania 42 will be in New Orleans, April 11th and 12th, 2026.
Shocker.
So, you know, hey, good for them.
No, I mean, I know it sounds like I'm like, but it's like, I am a little jealous because
it's 3 in 12 years.
Yes.
And
then Houston, cause that's like the closest place mm-hmm. to us was 2009.
Yeah.
And they haven't been back to Houston.
Yeah, since 25.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. It's been a hot minute.
Yeah. So I'm like, come on, Houston, Houston. And mm-hmm. I'm like, and I get it, the popularity of New Orleans, and I get that. But I'm like, ugh.
So I think it's part that WWE wants the cities to bid for them. And also, I think the Silver Dome did a lot of renovations in the past few years, so they kind of like upped it up. They also got a new sponsor, I believe. So it's not like the Mercedes-Benz Superdome anymore. I don't know what it is now or okay. what it was before. Either way, it's not the Silverdome. I'll tell you that much.
oh, yeah. Okay. It just clicked. I'm sorry.
And I know that NRG Stadium, which is home of the Houston Texans, which is where WrestleMania 25 was, there was actually a report that came out just last week of the organization debating, okay, our contract with this stadium is until 2030. Do we re-sign with the contract and do a ton of renovations, or do we just look for a new place to build a stadium in Houston?
Where would you look to build a new place?
I'm sure they could find somewhere, but
buy out neighborhoods?
Probably. That's probably what they would have to do. But yeah, so there's ongoing talks right now of what they're going to do. So I wouldn't think WrestleMania will come here for
a while.
Yeah. If they get a new stadium, then absolutely they're going to be one of the first places that they're going to look at. It's like, new stadium, we got to christen it in, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting because not this year, but next year, the World Cup is going to be taking place in the United States.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Houston, though.
It is.
Oh.
They're going to have, so it's going to be like 11 cities across the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. And Houston and Dallas both are going to be hosting some of the games.
That's cool.
So, and I've already looked at like the early pricings, and it's going to be insane.
How much?
Like, the cheapest ticket I saw was like $1,200.
Okay, I thought it would be more than that.
But that's for like just
nosebleeds or whatever.
Yeah, like, yeah, and it's not even like
kind of,
and it's not even like the quarterfinals or semifinals. It's just like regular play, like in the opening round of the World
you
Cup,
imagine the
and you don't even know what countries you're going to be seeing. So it's like, I'm not going to pay that much money. Yeah. Like, I want to go to the World Cup and I want to experience it. Like, I'm not the hugest, I'm not the biggest, like, soccer slash football fan out there. But when the World Cup comes on, I tend to watch it. Similar to the Olympics. Like, I don't follow the sport outside of the Olympics, so I'll tune in for the Olympics and show my appreciation then. So, like, I wanted to go and I wanted to get involved in it and everything, but I'm like, I'm not spending that much money to go to see two countries that I have no investment in.
Houston gets the playoffs or whatever, or a playoff or whatever, or something like that, and how much those tickets will be.
Yep.
That's crazy. I remember, I don't remember what year it was, but I remember when the Super Bowl was in Houston.
Yep. Yep. Those tickets have gone up in the last few years. Like, the average price of a ticket was like $3,800 this year. That's the average cost. But
can you imagine if you're rich, like, oh, that's nothing. But just put it right down. I'm like, that's $3,800. I'm like, no. That means something to me, damn it.
Yeah. So I'm okay not going to WrestleMania in New Orleans.
I did it once.
Once was more than enough as far as New Orleans goes for me. I ended up getting sick. My back was hurt. Doug's tire got a lock put on it, and the guy, like, screwed us over. Like, there were so many bad memories that I have of New Orleans that I'm okay not going back. And plus, I'm getting old, all right?
Older. You're not old.
I'm getting there. Older than you are.
What?
You'll find out in a couple years. You'll know what I was talking about.
Get my cane out.
Yeah. Yeah, by God, it's Kane.
It's Kane.
That's what I'm going to do. If I get old enough to where I need a walking cane, I'm going to have Kane's music playing every time I pull it out. That's got to be Kane! What was I saying? Oh, yeah, New Orleans. So, I don't do well with crowds anymore since the pandemic, and I don't drink a whole lot, so Bourbon Street has no appeal to me.
Yeah, same here.
So, like, when we went to New Orleans, we were all about, like, going to see wrestling shows and all that, and that was fine. Like, the wrestling aspect of it was great.
Yes.
The rest of New Orleans can suck my dick. Like, sorry if you live there or if you like going there. I don't. It's not for me, and I recognize that, and
you suck a dick through this process.
$20 for the dick sucking t-shirt. So I've recognized that, and it's just not the city for me.
I think... Yeah, you weren't feeling good, so you stayed back. And then it was like me, Doug, and Daryl, we went to did this like carriage tour thing. Other than that, there really wasn't.
Because it's like we're not heavy drinkers.
Yeah.
We'll have like the social drink together and all that. But as far as like, woo, going to Bourbon Street, woo, like that's not my scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I did 11 years in radio business where I had to go out to the clubs and had to do all that and watch people get drunk and be belligerent and all that. And that's just, drinking was never fun to me. Now, I don't mind having drinks and stuff like that and, like, you know, loosening up and having a good time. But, like, just getting like that, it's just, that's never been appealing to me. I've always been like, I don't see the point of, like, stumbling around and looking like a jackass and, you know. If people want to do it, hey, that's your prerogative. That's in your MO. I get it. Maybe I'm stingy and stuck up or something like that.
No, I understand how you feel.
That's just how I am. So, like, I recognize it's not the city for me.
Yeah.
So, I'm okay not going to WrestleMania. And if it comes to Houston, I'll consider going. Like, honestly, I might be done with, like, large venue gatherings for wrestling. Like, obviously we're going to All In, and people will probably make jokes, oh, he just said no large venues and AEW's not gonna have a big crowd, whatever. Like, I'm looking forward to that, but it also is going to depend on the people that are sitting around us, you know, because I'm getting older, I'm getting crankier, like,
we had
like a 20-minute conversation about how much the general public pissed me off.
Yeah,
I have to deal with the general public, and it's.
Oof. I will say this, and
they're rough.
There's this one dude that was okay. So the last show we went to, he was, because we're on like the lower part of the bowl, and there was this guy who had a sign, not the one that was, the guy was directly in front of me, but the one that was on
the floor.
On the floor.
Yeah,
and then there was another guy, in the next section, to the right of us. He said, "Put down your sign," and he said something else. like inappropriate shit. So the guy was like, F you. And then there's another guy that was behind us who was like, well, you're sounding stupid. I'm like, dude, you just look, I get that signs are in front of people, but people want to bring their signs. I get both sides. But dude, that guy down there didn't do shit to you. Mm-hmm. And now you're just talking shit. The guy behind me. I'm like, come on now. Like,
yeah,
just enjoy this stuff.
Try to, at least.
Try to. You know what I mean? Don't just say stupid shit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Like the guy who held up the sign in front of us at Collision, we just moved our heads around it. Like, we were fine.
It agitated me. Don't get me wrong. Sure. But I wasn't going to say, hey, dumbass, put your fucking sign. No, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. Like, he wanted his sign on there, and people bring their sign. They're entitled to do that.
Yeah. It's part of the show, part of the allure. Mm-hmm. Bring a sign.
And boy, I did get in there. I did. Because he raised up the sign, so there's a gap between the sign and his head, so I put my head through that.
You were on TV doing that. My wife took a picture of it and sent it to us. So, did you get to see the promo that The Rock cut with Cody?
Yeah. Well, I saw that. It's like, hey, I want you to be my champion.
Yeah.
That's all I saw.
Okay.
I don't know what else he said.
Basically, he was like, you know, I'm pretty much the most powerful man in the company. Like, I'm on the board of TKO. Like, I'm the boss. And you slapped me.
Yeah, I saw that part.
And it was like, you know, he's like, I want you. The Rock has, you know, you have millions of followers on Instagram. I've got 500 million. Like, I want you to, I want to bring you to these heights. I want to raise you up. I want you to be my guy. I want you to be my champion. I want your soul. I want you to be a corporate champion. It's basically what he's saying. It's
dude, like, do you think they're going to try to bring back, like, a corporation?
It's possible.
How would that crap work these days? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like no one gets into, like, those types of gimmicks anymore, mm-hmm. you know?
I mean, it could. And I was thinking, like, I know people don't want to hear his name anymore, but Vince McMahon did a great job because he was that asshole.
Yeah.
You know, he was the prick of a boss that nobody liked and all that. But he could never really fight back. Like, he had his stooges and all that, but he was never really a big threat aside from, I am your boss.
Yeah.
If you take someone like The Rock, who is jacked beyond all comprehension, and he makes a threat to you, you might stand down. Yeah. So he does appear more threatening. And it does appear, from what I've gathered, that the crowd is kind of starting to get a little tired of Cody. This is just my opinion. It seems like
fickle.
They are fickle. Yes, very fickle. And you know, I'm sure there will come a time when Cody turns heel, and I still find it humorous that the American Nightmare is the good guy. When I don't know, like, I know it's like the dream, the nightmare, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he's calling himself the Nightmare, and he's being cheered for it.
Like, mm-hmm.
That's part of the stuff in AEW that I was confused on, and I was like, I understand why the fans are booing him, because
he originally came out in the indies with that name, and he was a heel.
Yeah,
but when he was changed to face, he never got rid of that.
Yeah, so you know, that can throw mixed signals to the fans, I would think.
What's crazy is I didn't know what you said that could happen, like if they're going to do a corporation, because when I saw that stuff, I was like, where are they going with this? I don't understand. Like, give me your answer at Elimination Chamber. For what? What is he supposed to do?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm your guy, but what am I supposed to do?
He's basically saying, join me. Like, join up with me, and you and I will take you to new heights. Like, running with me, that'll raise your stature. And a lot of people were criticizing this, but, like, I listened to it as far as, like, what he was saying. He's kind of saying, like, dude, like, forget about the people. Run with the boss, all right? Like, the boss takes you. That's how you get ahead in life, you know? You suck up to the boss. You laugh at the jokes. Where that's why I never got raises and shit, because I refused to kiss ass.
That's what happens.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's just, it'll be interesting to see where they take it, because it looks like they're kind of ditching the bloodline now, the stories, as far as what was going on. So it'll be interesting to see where they take this. But yeah, Rock returned and basically told him, hey, join up with me. You don't have to answer right away. I'll see you on, what was it, March 1st, which is Elimination Chamber. So he'll be expecting his answer then.
We're going to have a corporate bloodline, or I don't know.
Maybe.
What's going to be the group? Like, because you had the corporation back in the day, and then they joined up with the ministry. So the corporate ministry.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, if you have that group, that's cool.
We're gonna I don't even think it has to be the bloodline involved.
It could be someone else or whatever. But, like,
it could just be The Rock and Cody. Like, those two alone would be a formidable force.
Yeah.
And Rock could just throw his weight around of being, hey, don't you touch me. I'm the boss. Like, you don't touch either of us.
Yeah.
You know, and that could be a good way to get the fans to turn on Cody if he were to align himself with The Rock. But I will... Go ahead.
What if, okay, they, if that happens, they may turn him around WrestleMania, but if it ends up being Cena versus Cody, and Cody still wins, but he turns.
That could be a very, very well possibility, you know, because Cena's going for 17. He's made it known that's his mission. Yes. You know, Cody could join up with The Rock. Turn on Cena, cost him the title. Cody goes on a heel run for a while as champ.
Yeah.
It's a very possibility. Very high possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, I was confused, and I think a lot of fans were thrown off by this, because The Rock, this whole segment was like 18 to 20 minutes long. Okay, so Rock comes out, fans are going nuts, because, oh shit, it's The Rock. Does the whole little thing, like get the close-up on the goosebumps and all that. Talks about how great it is that WrestleMania is coming to New Orleans. And then immediately turns around and tells them that they're STD trailer park trash. So he gets them to boo him. And then he starts doing the catchphrases and is like, no, 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 I love you guys. So it's like, what are you,
what
are you doing?
Yeah.
So I think that's where the biggest criticism comes from. It's like he was switching back and forth between being a good guy and being a bad guy. And it's just like, what do you...
You can't keep doing that.
Yeah, like, you can't have both. You got to commit to one.
That's fine, but not like back and forth. Mm-hmm. But that's what people like to do these days. They're like, I'm that tweener. Or some people, I'm that tweener. I'm a good guy. But...
He was going straight, yeah, like, he was too. Polar opposites of one another. Yeah. It's like two people were in the ring. You know, good Rock and bad Rock.
I'm the Rock. That's Dwayne.
Butt Rock.
The real genre, Noah.
It is. It exists. Look it up. Butt Rock. Butt Rock music. It's real.
Yep.
I don't know.
Like, so I didn't watch it live, but I follow the brands on Facebook, and how they put stuff on Facebook is clips of the segment. They don't put the whole segment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I watched a little bit of it.
Yeah. So anyways, Rock's back and we'll see him again in March. Let's see, what have I got here? According to WrestleVotes, TKO has bought the rights to Lucha Underground, with early talks of a potential revival under the WWE umbrella. I gotta say, I feel a little uncomfortable with this. I see you shaking your head, kind of looking disgust. I feel it would be better if they just bought the library,
yes,
put it on the network.
Yes.
That way they can show clips, like highlights of, you know, hey man, if you think this wrestler is good, check out what they did in Lucha Underground. Like, some of their stuff is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it would be if they revived it, because Lucha Underground was its own thing. It was so stylized. It was entertainment first, wrestling second.
Yes.
Which, I mean, it might fit in with WWE, but like, it's so outside of the norm.
It, in a sense, it may sound like it, but it's different than what you think.
It was more cinematic.
It's like, yes, more cinematic, which WWE is like wrestling with the storylines.
Yes.
This is the story with wrestling.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. They would not really cut promos. They would do sort of cinematic storylines backstage
with characters that are in characters, not like everyone these days, it's like real life characters. Like, I'm a bad guy, I'm gonna get you. But no, it's like someone who's like, well, I'm a cop. You
people
know what?
Died in that.
Yeah,
in
people
that show.
Died. They didn't really die. They died.
No, they died for real.
Like, you had like a cop, right?
They were murdered.
Or you had someone who's this, and
death
this.
And destruction.
And they're not just normal wrestlers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, so I feel weird about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because their track record is not the greatest. Like, people who didn't know ECW, regular ECW, and then you saw the revival of that ECW. Two totally different things. And their ECW was all right. It did help wrestlers or whatever. And then, what else? Right now, on, I don't know what platform, they're about to revive. They're about to revive a show that was someone else's they got rights to, Evolve.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how well that's going to be. And I don't know. So if people out there is listening to this and you watch Lucha Underground, and I told Daniel this, if they are going to go in the direction of this, there's one person they need to hire. And before I say this, I didn't watch the last two seasons,
yeah,
I think, of Lucha Underground, so I don't know what happened to this character, but because I want to say something happened and then a sibling of him took over, but it was actually the same actor.
But
Dario Cueto, the guy who plays, yes, Dario Cueto, bring him back, which actually he's, I don't know if he's that same character, but he's in MLW, being the authority figure, but he's doing the Lucha Underground stuff over there, but like, I don't know what his contract, because he's an actor.
Yeah.
He's not a wrestler,
right,
at all, because he's on different shows and stuff too. Heck, he had a spot in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. But I don't know. I think they should hire him.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
I feel like you can't have Lucha Underground without him.
Yeah,
like they kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah,
and I feel like if they end up doing that, they're probably just gonna like try and get a whole bunch of AEW talent who worked on. On Lucha
also,
Underground.
Probably some people who also worked it, but they're also in AAA or something, you know.
Yeah.
They had who was the, excuse me, because I forgot.
Vampiro?
Nah, well, not
Matt Stryker.
You can get them, but who was the beast that he always brought out?
Matanza. Pink.
Was that him?
Yeah.
I forgot. Like, where is he?
The monster with? Matanza. That's, yeah, Jeff Cobb.
Jeff Cobb. Forgot. Jeff Cobb's.
He's in
Japan and MLW, I want to say,
New,
right?
New Japan, I believe.
New Japan. Get him. Because he had the mask on, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you don't know this, there's multiple people who's actually in AEW and WWE who were part of Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
Ricochet was Prince Puma.
Yep. Chelsea Green, Io Sky.
Yes.
Rey Mysterio, John Hennigan.
But there's some people like, okay, Killshot was...
Swerve.
King Cuerno is... oh my God! Who used to be part of LWO?
Santos Escobar.
Yep. So, yeah, these people who were like Lucha,
mm-hmm,
Doors.
Thunder Rosa was in it for a short time.
Penta, Rey.
Yeah.
There's so many people who appeared in there.
And it was such
awesome
a good show.
Storylines, man.
And the matches were great too.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Cage was in it.
Yep.
He was
his wife. She, mm-hmm, she did the announcing.
Yeah.
God, I'm forgetting. Other people, there's another guy I won't mention, but there's some other people I can't remember.
Yeah, it's been a while since,
man,
we got
that'd be
to
cool
it.
To put the whole library on Peacock or whatever.
I just want to own it on DVD so I can watch it whenever I want.
What's the deal? I know physical media is dying,
mm-hmm,
so it's like we're not gonna put stuff on physical media. Cause like I told you about, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. They did it to a certain point and they,
yep,
stopped.
Yep.
I'm like, dude, that's cool. Digital's cool. Don't get me wrong, but if someone doesn't like, they censor it and they take it off.
Yeah.
If you have it on physical media,
yep,
you'll have it forever.
Maybe I'm just old school. I just like having physical media in case, well, what if I don't want to pay for Netflix and Hulu, yep, and Disney Plus and Max and all these other streaming sites? And I just want to watch what I want to watch when I want to watch it,
yep,
ad-free.
Yep.
Marathon mode.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon Ball Z.
Let me put the next disc in.
Yep. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Like, Target doesn't have DVD or Blu-rays anymore.
Suncoast is going out of business.
Suncoast is closed. Best Buy, they don't sell it anymore. Like, Walmart barely has any left. It's like, come on, guys. Give me my physical media. I want
it.
You're going
to have to buy it off of Amazon now.
What I find interesting is that vinyl made a comeback. It's like what? Of all the things that like really come back, like CDs were the top crystal clear quality, and like vinyl was the one that came back of all. Like, wow, okay.
And I'm buying.
Cassette. I got you went way back.
A cassette player, because don't get me wrong, I like vinyls, but like I was more with cassette player. Hell, my first truck had a cassette player in there, and I have a whole shoebox of cassettes. So there's this company in Sweden called We Are Rewind, which this is still blows my mind. It's a cassette player with Bluetooth functionality, so hell, you can pair it with Bluetooth the headphones. So it's like it has the tape in there and it's playing it. But I don't know, it's so cool. It's on its way here. It's the Chromio edition.
Hell yeah!
So it's cool. But yeah, no man. I know some people who like also collect the old video game systems too.
Yeah.
So it's like, I get digital stuff is the future, and I get that. But it's like, man, I like physical editions of stuff.
Like I know it cuts down on like waste because like all that plastic and everything that it's made. But it's like, dude, what if I don't want to delete stuff just so I can download this? Or what if I don't want to pay for this streaming service just so I can watch this show? Like, that's the great thing about digital media, or not digital media, about physical media. Like, I can walk into my bedroom if I want to watch Game of Thrones. I've got the whole series, minus the last season, because fuck that season. I got the whole season series on DVD and Blu-ray. So it's like, you know, if the WWE Network went out tomorrow, I still have hours of entertainment at my disposal. I have, like, every WrestleMania up to, like, WrestleMania 30 or 31, something like that. Like, I'm good.
I have, I think, except for one special, but like, I have a lot of different wrestling stuff, but like, my shows that I really love, like I have, for Doctor Who, they still put out physical media too. Mm-hmm. I have everything since the revival in 2005 to now. I have everything except for one special on Blu-ray.
Nice.
So I have it. I was like, that's awesome.
I saw just the other day, the Apple Plus or Apple TV show Severance is out on physical media, so I bought that.
Hell yeah.
Like, and plus, that show is really good, so I would highly recommend watching it if you get the chance.
Certain shows are putting out their show on physical media, and some are like, no.
Yeah. Some are, some aren't.
God, I wish they would do that with finished all the seasons of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia with all the episodes.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, back over to wrestling.
Sorry.
You know, we've been talking about pay-per-views. Armageddon, remember that pay-per-view? It is set to return.
Is it NXT?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be WWE, set to return August 22nd in Houston. So, Armageddon going to be taking place in Houston this year.
Because some of the old pay-per-views, they come back, but they're like NXT pay-per-views. Like, what was...
Yeah.
Like, American Bash.
Great American Bash.
Was Bad Blood one of them? Or was that WWE? Because they brought Bad Blood back for like one thing. I don't know if it was NXT. So it's like, it throws me off when it's like, oh, it's the NXT pay-per-view. But I was like, eh.
All I want are unique sets.
Yeah.
I miss those days.
Bring the fist back from SmackDown.
You don't have to bring the fist back. But like, like I miss the unique stages that they would have. Like the tables, ladders, and chairs. It was so simple. We're just going to suspend a whole bunch of tables, ladders, and chairs in the air.
Yeah.
Just the little things. I say little. That probably was quite the hassle to the crew. But, like, I don't know. Just something to make it stand out a little bit as opposed to just, here's a video screen. Cool. Thanks.
That's what they like to do.
Yeah. Like, WrestleMania, when they were in Florida, I think, and they had, like, the little roller coaster thing.
I remember that?
It was the year, like, the Hardys came back and the New Day...
Was it a real roller coaster?
They were the host. No, but like it looked like it. It looked like a theme park and all that. Like, just I thought that was cool. That was the coolest thing.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
Let's see, what else do we have? AJ Styles. So this whole WWE, or I should say NXTNA partnership that they have going on, it's rumored that AJ Styles is expected to appear in TNA. As part of their partnership.
That dude, he helped build TNA as the young guy of the young group or young gentleman that's wrestling for TNA back in the day. Because you had, when it first came along, you had the old WCW veterans that were over there, like Sting, Jeff Jarrett, I don't know, other people, you know, later, there's other people who came over from WWE later on, but like you had Samoa Joe, Christopher Daniels, AJ Styles, and other people. They helped build that company.
Yeah.
And I'm ready for him just to go back, make an appearance, and I want, dude, you got to do the theme song. Get ready for I am. I think it'd be pretty cool. I mean, the TNA of today is not like the TNA of, you know, years ago.
Yeah.
But, hell, they had some people that were from TNA back then are still in there, like Eric Young.
Yeah.
Kaz. Shoot, I can't remember anyone else, but that's at least two.
Well, that's more than I know, so good job.
I think it's this partnership is pretty cool,
yeah,
in my opinion, because this partnership is better than the AEW TNA.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I love Kenny Omega just coming over there with Good Brothers and like collecting all the titles,
but that without was cool. Without that partnership, we wouldn't have gotten the Tony Schiavone, Tony Khan promos. Which, those were great.
TNA sucks.
Yeah, those were great. I miss those.
That was highly entertaining. That was pandemic time, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was entertaining. It really was. But you didn't see too many of TNA people over in AEW.
No.
But now people are going back and forth.
I just want all the companies to work together.
WWE is the last one to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, well, the only two organizations they're really working with is Pro Wrestling Noah and TNA.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you're never going to have AEW and WWE.
Let's get it. I want that. I want that mixed with TNA. They're all just having like a triple threat. Can you imagine if they were like, guys, let's just fucking go balls to the wall. We're going to throw it. We're going to book an arena. We're going to have a Worlds Collide, triple threat match, whatever.
The one tag match I've been wanting forever, Young Bucks, New Day.
See, that would be really good. I would like that. Or even the Usos.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, yes. Young Bucks like or Usos. Yeah.
Like, dude. All right, guys. Fantasy matches. Go. Let's just do it.
Yep.
Like, who cares? Vince isn't around anymore.
Roman Reigns versus Kenny Omega.
I think that would actually be a solid match. I think they could. I think Roman could hold his own, and Kenny could elevate him.
Yeah,
I don't see a problem with that one.
Yeah, dude, that'd be phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
We got the WWE Tag Team Champions versus the TNA Tag Team Champions versus the AEW Tag Team Champions.
We have Street Profits versus Private Party.
Yeah.
So, in other TNA WWE news, Moose appeared on NXT.
And I called it
for
a while, but I was like, that seems like the pair that they should team up to take on each other. And they did that.
With?
Huh?
With?
Well, no, before, I'll get into that, but like, it was Moose and Obafemi.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you didn't say Moose. No, okay. I had it in my head, but you didn't say Moose and Obafemi.
No, I didn't.
Because, okay, before that, they had JDC, which is Fandango, on NXT.
No, it's Fandango.
He lost to...
say it right.
With Lexus King, which is Brian Pillman Jr.
No!
But then Moose showed up to NXT. And then the next or that week with TNA, Moose showed up. Damn it. Obafemi Moose showed up to, you know, fight off the system because the Hardys was getting beat down by the system. And then Obafemi came out. So I want to say this next week on NXT, it's going to be Lexus King versus Moose. Moose is going to beat Lexus King. I don't know where the.
Dude, spoilers.
No, it hasn't happened yet. I'm just.
Oh.
Saying that's most likely going to happen. I don't. They're going to have Moose versus Obafemi, and I have a feeling Obafemi is going to win.
Yeah,
they're not going to have their main champion losing to Moose.
We'll see.
Yeah, but no, it's cool. Then also they're going to have the Hardys versus No Quarter Catch Crew.
Yeah, Hardy Boys up. Coming to NXT.
Yeah. Which I knew that was going to happen eventually because the NXT champions were defending their title on TNA. So it was going to be opposite, mm-hmm. you know, at some point. So it's pretty cool. It's neat. And then that's probably at some point the Hardys are going to go over back to WWE.
Yeah, probably. In other TNA news, before we jump out of there and go back to WWE, did you hear they, first off, I didn't know he had a third brother, but TNA has signed Elias's other brother, Elijah. Now you may remember his younger brother, Ezekiel, was signed for a short time with WWE. But Elias and Ezekiel's brother, Elijah, has signed with TNA.
This can be confusing.
I feel like Kevin Owens is going to be pissed off even more than he already is.
Yeah.
But, so he made an appearance and has officially signed with TNA. And it gets more confusing because he appeared in a promo with The Righteous, who are in Ring of Honor, like a week or two prior.
Yeah.
So people thought, oh, well, he must have signed with Ring of Honor. Well, apparently that fell through. He went to make an appearance on TNA and then signed with them after that.
So did he wrestle a match with AEW or he just did a promo?
I believe he did a promo and then they did a taping and he wrestled then. Dude, or something along those lines.
That sucks. Like, okay, we had this guy who's with you for 1 week and he's done. Like,
yeah.
That kind of sucks. I thought he would fit well with the Righteous.
Yeah.
But, oh, and then apparently, so he's with TNA, and then also the Colognes are with TNA now, too.
Yeah, Epico and Primo.
Yeah.
I was like,
I saw them, like, whoa. Where Joe Cunn's like, where's Cole?
Where they been?
Yeah. They look older.
Father Time catches up to us all, sir.
Yep. I'll say this. This is going to be it's a matter of time before WWE signs all the talent they want from TNA, and then TNA is going to be all just former WWE guys.
Yep. Probably.
They got Jordan Grace.
You mean WWE rejects?
Yeah. They have Jordan Grace. I mean, when Joe Hendry's contract's up, I bet they're going to get him.
Say his name.
Probably Ace Austin.
He appears.
Probably the Hammerstone guy. I'm trying to think of who else they can get. Maybe once he comes back, probably Chris Bay. I don't know who else.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't even know who he is.
I'm too drunk to taste this chicken. Hey, question. Hey, do you like Afro Man?
Samurai?
No. The musician. Yeah.
That's the only song I know.
That's probably the only song people are going to be hearing because WWE has removed marijuana from their wellness policy. So now the wrestlers can get high if they want to. So Meechan confirmed that.
Oh.
She was like, yeah, I get home from the tour. Like, they cleared it a while back. I get home from the tour, light up one, and then the next day, go to the gym and start the week process all over again. It's like, okay. Well, it's good to know they're making progress.
Because I got high. La, da, 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 da.
Just thought I'd ask.
Yeah, fair enough.
You like, cool. Like that segue?
I like that. I like that. It's pretty good, yeah.
Hey, do you like video games?
Does your cat, what was it?
Does your cat make too much noise all the time? You're so stupid. Kitten mittens. But anyways, the reason why I asked that, WWE 2K25, you know, the big video game coming out, and they do it once a year. You know. Well, this time they added a 5 to the title, which means it's like Predator technology. It's a little bit better. It's going to be launching without the women's Intercontinental and U.S. titles in the game.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
They'll probably, like,
what
have
is Chelsea
DLC.
Green going to have in her entrance?
Well, you know
that
what's
is
crazy?
That is your and mine, but mostly your United States champion.
You could probably make it until they probably
your
put it
champion
in the game.
Of the United States.
What I'm curious about is they are putting intergender matches in there. Mm-hmm. Can you have
Penta and Chelsea Green? Yes.
Penta has not been announced. I bet he's DLC. And Motor City Machine Guns are probably going to be DLC. But Because I watched the gender reveal.
Jinder Mahal? He was there?
I didn't mean to.
He's been gone for so long.
The roster reveal, not the gender reveal. They're all boys.
It's a boy. We out a baby, eats a boy.
I don't know what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. Because I wonder if
gender.
If a girl fights a guy, if they can fight for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yes, absolutely.
Because in the past 10, 15 years, they haven't had that.
You can make Nia Jax your champion. Mm-hmm. Only to be dethroned by John Dynamite.
Yes. John Dynamite has all the titles.
That's the only way you can
We're
do
gonna
it.
We're going to pure cool. I can't talk.
What?
Pure gold. I can't. Nah, I ruined it. Whatever.
Womp womp.
God damn it.
Other WWE news that I have. Following contract expiration and health challenges, unfortunately, Carmella announced she will not be returning to WWE following her recent pregnancy and birth. We certainly wish the best for her. Hopefully, the health challenges that she had she's able to overcome, and wish her nothing but the best.
Yep.
And also, I know it's really tough, not only being a mom, but also married to Corey Graves. So wishing the best for her in that aspect as well.
Yep.
Anyways, final bit of WWE news that I have. Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Ho-ho. He has signed a new Legends contract.
Okay. I didn't know where you were going with that. I thought like something may have happened to him or something like that. But good. Okay.
Supposedly doing pretty well.
I'm going to get those checks.
And also, this is sort of more in the Hot Topics category because I don't know if it's going to be WWE or somewhere else. But Bill Goldberg has announced his final match will be sometime in 2025.
They never like followed up with like Gunther and Goldberg.
Yeah, no. I don't think that's going to be happening.
I don't think it would have been a great match anyway.
Mm-mm. So,
if you want a last match, fight Ric Flair.
No.
Ric Flair's last match, part two.
Oh, God. This time he really dies.
Undertaker will be in the crowd.
This time it's personal.
This time it's personal.
To death. I'm going to get that fucking Flair. Going over to AEW, details have been released about Tony Khan's meeting with Shane O'Mac. Apparently, Shane wanted some equity of the company and control over the shows, to which Tony Khan politely declined.
Like, fuck no. I don't want you to do that, and plus...
That's my baby.
Somehow, your this dad will sneak in here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what? This fucking company is a thorn in my side, so Shane... Get in there, and I'll tell you what to put in that shit.
I would have liked to have seen Shane O'Mac appear in AEW
that
would have
been
in
like a
some
big shock factor.
Some capacity. Yeah, just for the shock factor. I feel like he has a good mind, but I'm
a motherfucker would try to buy it from Tony Khan.
I'm okay with Tony declining in this aspect. I still feel AEW has a little bit of room to grow. They still have some things they need to adjust. Yeah. You know, they are kind of in a low point right now, but hopefully they're able to get out of it.
Storyline-wise,
you know, I feel like wrestling-wise, we are very spoiled right now. And I made a post about this on the podcast page last week. We as wrestling fans need to acknowledge we are being spoiled. We need to stop worrying about ratings. We need to stop harping over attendance. Just enjoy the product because we are getting some top-notch wrestling right now from all companies.
Yes.
WWE is doing well. AEW is doing well. TNA is doing well. Like, they're all... Yep. Everyone's doing well. Like, wrestling is alive and well right now. As opposed to back in 2013, 2014, when it was just WWE running the show and, like, TNA was hanging on by a thread. Like, and it was bad. Like, when they were having the guest hosts every year and, like... The
every Monday,
the 30-second women's matches and all that. Like, dude, like, we're eating good right now. Okay, like, can we please put our pettiness aside and
the tribalism
and all of that? Like, it's okay if AEW is not for you. That's fine. Watch WWE. If that's not your cup of tea, watch TNA. If that's not your cup of tea, watch New Japan.
Like, take that energy and like, you know what? I'm actually just gonna keep bashing this over and over and over. Like,
instead of bashing, just watch something else.
Yeah, this is not for me. So I'm tuning out. Yeah. Not like this fucking sucks and blah 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 blah.
Like I said, if AEW is not for you, watch WWE. If WWE is not for you, watch TNA. If that's not for you, watch AAA. If that's not for you, watch New Japan. Like, there's so much wrestling going on.
I have issues with GCW. Certain things. Yeah, I have issues with CM Punk, but I don't like constantly bash him or go on the internet and bash him. Like, oh, okay, he's on here. He says this is not for me. I'm turning this off.
Yeah. And that's fine. Like, if you want comedy, we have comedy wrestling. If you want grappling, we have grappling wrestling. If you want high-flying flippities, we've got that. If you want good storytelling, we got some of that. But, you know, like, we're so spoiled right now as wrestling fans. Now, is there room for improvement? Of course. And we're going to talk about some of that. But, you know, as fans, we've got to do better.
Mm-hmm. Like, some people just don't give a shit,
and some people just like to troll.
Oh, constantly.
Yeah, we're friends with one, and I'm like, you're really pissing me off with that. He's been on the show before, so
I'm.
You know,
okay.
You know. Yep. You know who it is.
He likes to do that constantly.
Yeah, and so it's like, dude, come on, man. Like, just enjoy the show. Anyways. So going into that, there were some negative things that we're going to talk about, like the Thunder Rosa chair spot. I don't know if that was just a miscommunication, if they didn't go over what was supposed to happen. Whatever it was, it looked janky as hell. You know, someone standing in there with a chair threatening to swing it, and the other two people in the ring aren't looking threatened at all, and they're not scared at all, that doesn't really do much. No. And then they did the whole, like, tug of war kind of thing, and Thunder Rosa got the chair, and then she acted like she was going to swing it and then didn't, and neither of the women flinched, and it's just like, what are y'all doing? So whatever was supposed to happen didn't happen, and just please work on that for next time.
Yep.
Apparently there is some frustration in WWE in the locker room over a lack of production meetings prior to the show. Apparently, Tony doesn't want to host.
You said WWE.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry, AEW. Yeah. Apparently, he doesn't host production meetings prior to the show, so a lot of people don't really know what's going on going into the show. So that's something they could definitely do. And that's, like, again, they should have hired, like, Scott D'Amore or someone to come in and be like, listen, Tony, you know, you can have final say, but, like, let us make some of these decisions. You don't have to give me total control, but, like, let's have some structure. Let's get
like
some stuff going.
Tony takes advice from a group of people that he really trusts.
Yeah.
Not just anyone.
Yeah.
Like Jericho, Brian Danielson, and probably some other people who work backstage he really, really trusts. Maybe Kenny Omega or the Young Bucks.
Yeah, and he said that. He takes input from everybody, and he was like, dude, if we did the stories that everyone came up with, we would, you know, none of it would make sense. So,
well, some things they do don't make sense.
But. Well, sure, but some of it you kind of have to filter through and be like, yeah, let's maybe tweak that
you
and come up with something else.
Agree to everyone, you know.
No, you can't make everyone happy.
That's the double-edged sword of, like, Miro. People coming up with their own storylines. Oh, that guy's about to find out. Guess what? You have no say-so in your character, or you may have a little bit, but guess what? We have a storyline for you. I'm sorry, bud. You're going to be losing for a while.
Yeah. Sorry. Shit happens. And apparently there's some frustration in the WWE women's locker about, not in NXT, but in on the main roster. So, like, Shayna Baszler was frustrated that she wasn't given an opportunity to compete for the Elimination Chamber. And she was like, dude, the last time I was in the chamber, I eliminated everybody. So it's like, you know, there's some booking decisions that have
this is the crazy part. Not everyone's going to be happy. I wish there was a way to make everybody happy.
Yeah.
But that's not realistic.
There's too many moving parts.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, sometimes you just got to play your role. And
someone
it sucks,
has
but.
To be the one to be shit on.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It's like, as much as everyone loves Chad Gable, is he going to be a WWE champion one day? Probably not.
I want him to. It's like he.
Yeah, a lot of people do. But
great wrestler, like, did some good stuff. Finally put you with, you know, the Creed brothers with their background with, you know, amateur wrestling. But guess what? They fucking lost to the Wyatt Six in some cheesy ass shit.
Yeah.
Which, like, ugh, doesn't make sense. But, you know, sometimes you have to suck it up. But he did put on a good match with Penta. That was a good showing on both their parts.
So going over to some Hot Topic news. Back over in NXT, Ricky Starks will now be going by the name of Ricky Saints. So it looks like he wants to keep the rights to Starks. And
Fair enough.
We'll go by Saints. And he said, well, you know, I'm from New Orleans, New Orleans Saints, and want to show a little respect to the city in which I grew up and got my start. And
I'm quite curious of what went down in AEW.
Well, as soon as Cody left, you know, Ricky was Cody's, like, right-hand man.
Yeah, for sure.
So he was like, well, shit, my best friend just left, and, you know.
I think he's very confident in his abilities. He's a good talker. He really is. I think he's pretty cocky. Sometimes that rubs me the wrong way. But I think he's going to do very well in NXT.
For sure.
Before you know it, he's going to be main champion. And then before you know it, he's going to be on the main roster. Like, he has that charisma. Like, he really does. Now, is he, like, the best wrestler?
No.
No. But, dude.
But if he can tell a story, then he'll be
fine. He can tell a story. He can out-talk a lot of wrestlers, too.
Yeah.
You know what's so crazy? He gets compared to, like, a Rock, whatever. And I watched some of the videos of NXT, and he's in the ring with Ava doing his stuff. I'm like, you're at times very Rock-esque, and but you're in the ring with the Rock's daughter. So there's going to be, you know, come a time where you're going to have interaction with the Rock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The way you dress like him back in the past, you know, so it's interesting.
Yeah.
Have him part of the corporation with Cody.
Could be. That could be one of the selling points. Like, hey, I've been pulling some strings.
Rock Jr.
You'll like this story. I don't know if you've been following. Well, I'm sure you have. You've probably seen it. But Lex Luger has been working out with DDP.
Yes.
And to hopefully work on some of his mobility. I saw a video today where they got like a ramp for DDP's house so that they could just push him into the house as opposed to like pulling the wheelchair up the stairs and all that. So it looks like Lex Luger's working with DDP.
Was his house or the accountability house?
One of the two. Okay. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I follow that stuff and I watch it all the time because I do DDP yoga and I think it's awesome. And I love it so much how Diamond Dallas Page helps so many people.
It really
not just regular
is.
People, like, too. He does a lot of regular people, but like some of his friends, you know, back in the past.
I mean,
look
what he did with Jake Roberts, Scott Hall, Butterbean and, you know, so many others. Now he's working with Lex Luger. So, like,
I think he's trying to help Bam Margera right now.
Yeah, he is. And
you got a lot with him, man.
And I think Jericho has testified to DDP yoga.
Yes.
So there's a lot of people out there that have utilized him, and like, thank God for a man like DDP who is going out there and helping people. You know, and you know, people can say, "Oh, well, in his older age," but like, still, he's going out there and helping people. Like,
dude,
that's amazing.
In his older age, that motherfucker can like. It's called oh my gosh, I'm trying to think of the move. Roundhouse kick, where you stand up and you put your leg up in the air and you hold it.
Oof.
He can do that. He can. He's so flexible. He can. I'm working on that, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not to the point where he is, but he's like late 70s, maybe.
I don't think he's that old, is he?
He's maybe early to mid 70s.
Let's see.
Or is he late 60s?
68. So late 60s.
Dude, man. Okay, so DDP Yoga on the app, if you, whatever program you choose, and if you have a heart monitor, it gives you extra points at the end of your, so how much, because it tracks your heart, with the heart monitor and how much calories you burn and all that stuff, and you get points each time you do it, a session, and weekly, if you're consistent, that's more points added to it. So I think it was 100,000. I got 100,000. I got a shirt from it, so I'm part of 100,000K Club. Now, I think it's 1,000,000. I think where you'll get a phone call.
Two shirts.
A phone, yeah. You get a phone call, and then something way after that, you get something like
you get to go to the accountability house.
A FaceTime from him.
That's cool.
But I always freak out because I'm trying to reach that, but I'm always like, ugh. He's going to gripe at me because whenever you start the journey with it, you're supposed to take a picture and put it on the app, and he'll see it and all that stuff. And I never did the pictures. So it'd be cool to talk to him, but he'll probably be like, you didn't do the picture. You didn't do this, you know?
So what you could do is just stop for a while eat a whole bunch of food.
No.
Like bulk up, you know, like cultivate some mass.
Cultivate mass.
Yeah. Then you take the picture. Or I can take a picture and you can just put your face on me. And then you'd be like, yeah, look, like I even got these tattoos removed and I got some of my own.
Yes.
It'd be great.
Yes, yeah. God.
I was tired of looking at these tattoos.
Whoa, Tyler,
and
did
I got
you,
some other ones.
Did you reach a little farther?
Reach a little farther. That's what you gotta do, right?
See that shit?
Yeah.
But I'm working
damn
on
damn right
that,
it is.
Once you use those points, you have to go back to zero.
Oh, man. So you have to like build up to a million.
Yeah, so I'm not even past 100,000 because I had to use 100,000 to get the shirt. What's funny is, too, I accidentally put the wrong address on there.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't mean to. Well, I get stuff sent to my mom's, but like my credit card and all that stuff is for Port Angeles and all that stuff. And I mixed them up and I didn't know if I was going to get that shirt, so I reached out and like, man, I put the wrong thing, and I don't know where it's going to go.
Mm.
But somehow I caught it at the post office because they were about to send it back.
Oh, nice.
And later on, I got another package in the mail, so I had two shirts. They gave me two shirts for the 100K Club, so I have two of them.
200K.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, so keep on looking out for more updates on Lex Luger. Hopefully he's able to get a little more mobile and all that. So they showed the video where he's able to like stand up.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that's able to help out a little bit. Final bit of Hot Topic news that I have. The band Our Lady Peace performed the song Whatever, known as the Chris Benoit theme, for the first time in 22 years.
They said they're taking it back.
So it's time to take it back. That's our song. We don't want it associated with what happened. But that is our song.
It's,
we were taking
it's
it
about
back.
Also mental health and stuff. And they don't want it to be associated with Chris Benoit and all the stuff that happened, which I don't blame them. You know what I mean?
I don't blame it at all for one that, I mean,
dude,
you know.
Have you seen some of the stupid fucking videos people put that on? They're like, they like show like a guy who gets mad at their kid and they,
and play the thong.
I'm like, that's so fucking inappropriate. And
dark
stupid.
Humor.
It's very dark, man.
Way over the line.
I mean, I don't know. I get offended by certain things, and like I've watched some stuff. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and I think certain things are funny. But like, I don't know. Maybe it just hits home more because I grew up watching Chris Benoit and understanding what he did really was bad.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Dark humor, man. That's a dark place for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have as far as wrestling news. You got anything?
So, at work, one of the secretaries got a call, and it came across on the desk. It said the number and the person's name. It said Ric Flair.
Woo!
But it was R-I-C-K.
Yeah, you, but, honey.
And she's like, this guy's calling. I was like, that's Ric Flair. She's like, who?
How do you not know who Ric Flair is?
I don't think it's the Ric Flair, but the guy called three times, so she didn't answer it.
One of the most famous names in wrestling. You don't know.
Woo! Yeah, you, honey.
Even that fat one.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all? Why, it's you, Nature Boy, not that pissant Jay Lethal.
One of the greatest moments in wrestling history. All right, well, that's all I got for this week. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Who knows? Maybe we'll be back next week. We'll see.
Yep.
But if you want, feel free to follow us on WrestlingNewsSource.com, WrestlingNewsSource.com on Facebook, WNS Podcast on Facebook. We don't really update to the YouTube channel, so I don't know if I could recommend following that. Anyways, anywhere else?
Spotify and Amazon Music.
There you go. For the podcast crew, I am Daniel Herron.
I'm Tyler Hebert.
And we will catch you guys on the next one.
Peace.